Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Getting a family pet, it's a big moment for a family.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Because normally it takes years of pestering your parents and convincing them that you will be responsible for that puppy. You will take it for walks. You will pick up after it. But then once you get it, your parents know.
It's always one parent, isn't it, that just takes over responsibility.
That's shout out to my dad. But for one family over in Peru, they were excited because their teenage son, he got an amazing deal on a purebred puppy. And I'm talking amazing, $13 he picked
up this. For a purebred?
Yep. He had a connection. You know, some people are connected.
$13
Yeah, it might have been his friend.
Some of those dogs are going for $6,500 now.
He's got himself a steal.
Yeah.
$13. And they called the little puppy Run Run because it had a lot of energy, always running.
Run Run.
And in their neighbourhood, they started to get annoyed because their neighbours kept complaining about Run Run and were saying, you've got to control your dog. It's causing a bit of havoc around the streets. And they're going, what do you mean? Like, Run Run's fine, just got a lot of energy.
Mm.
Like, no, Run Run got one of our chickens. Run Run has broken this. Run Run's damaged this. And they thought, what's going on? And it wasn't until Run Run ran away and then they called the authorities who, you know, put the alert out. If you see Run Run, let me know. That's our puppy. our puppy. Anywho, when the authorities found this puppy, turns out it's a fox. What does the fox
say? How do you not know that it's a... I mean...
Exactly. And there's a few signs. All these chickens... We're getting done,
you know?
It's
$13 as well. I'm still really stuck on the $13 for the purebred.
And surely when you look at it growing up, you go, that isn't a dog.
What sort of dog is it? Like, what did they tell them when they went to pick up the purebred? Do you know what I mean? Do they just go, here's a purebred dog? There's no breed attached to it, but it's just a purebred.
And was there any follow-up questions with that?
And the neighbours too. They're complaining about Run Run and no one's picked up on it.
Run Run looks a bit like a fox.
That's the issue.
I don't think you've got a puppy. I think you've got a fox.
Yeah, I reckon.
But how long?
How long do you do that?
Surely, you realise that early.
And what, did they get Run Run back after
this? Run Run's gone.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Celebrity.
Marlon Brando. Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly. Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers. Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Eddie Davis. DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
All right, Herbs, this is where we go through some celebs. I'll play a bit of audio. You just have to tell me which one it is.
Yes.
Today's celeb game based off of Kim Kardashian and her new boyfriend, Pete Davidson.
Well, rumours
that they're dating.
They kissed on SNL and now they've been hanging out.
Mm.
So are they together? Are they not? Can't wait to find out.
But it just means that, like, the Kardashians are involved with some... Like, how did, is she on SNL?
Yeah, it's because Chris...
Chris,
honestly, if anyone listening to us ever comes across Chris and she offers to be your manager, say yes.
Yeah.
All of them have so much money. Rob, who no one even hears of anymore.
Oh, knows.
He's got a sock company which makes millions, plus a new, like, hot sauce, which is in 7-Elevens. How does
incredible.
She do it?
Incredible, incredible team. There's no doubt about it.
I do keep up with them.
These are people connected or associated with the Kardashians. I think you'll do pretty well. The first one was actually Khloe's boss when he signed her up at one point.
See, the hard thing is they know a lot of people. This is going to be hard. Okay?
Yeah, this one's pretty easy. I think you'll get it.
I literally had the x-ray.
TV show was Khloe's boss at one point.
TV show.
He's another very successful person.
I don't know why I'm thinking. It's not a. I'm thinking a Hugh Grant. It's not.
No, not Hugh Grant. Simon Cowell.
Oh, now you say it. Ding dong. American Idol, was it?
Yeah, X Factor.
Oh, gosh, that's so annoying.
So this one, they're friends with the Kardashians, but this was actually what inspired Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Of course, yeah, you know, and Marie, I'd been...
The Osbournes.
Yeah, that's right. Which one is that?
Sharon. That was Shazza.
Good job.
Shazza.
We're back on the board.
Woo! I'm so sorry to Simon. I should have got that.
100% you should
have. It's an insult.
This person helped with the naming of Kim and Kanye's child North.
When Rock the Bells came out, I was like, what the f*** is this? You guys don't understand what you were doing to us in Virginia.
So they helped?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came up with the name North. So obviously pretty close.
Pretty close. Kim, Kanye.
I'd say more Kanye side of things in the musical world. Yeah, I guess he was.
He was. He was. Oh, Jamie Foxx.
No, it's Pharrell.
Oh, I really don't know what Pharrell sounds like other than his singing voice.
Mm.
Like, I don't think I've ever watched him speak, just sing.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So this... you can say I didn't know. Last one.
Okay,
so this person actually helped, was one of Kim's first clients when she was working as a closet organiser.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay, one of her... So it was Kim's client.
Yeah.
She helped... Organizer.
She helps. Kim helps organize this lady's closet.
Okay.
A whole different generation of kids that are coming up and that are playing, and they, you know, never thought they would have an opportunity.
I need a clue.
Tennis.
Oh, you're kidding me. Is that Serena?
It is Serena. Well done. Congratulations.
Gosh, they know a lot of people.
Don't they?
She can come over and clean my closet out.
I don't think she's doing that anymore. I think she's doing pretty well for herself, actually.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
So the Global Climate Change Conference was on last week in Glasgow.
Yeah.
So they're all talking about climate change.
All the billionaires, yeah.
That's it.
Jeff Bezos was there, I'm pretty sure.
He was. He even...
considered donating money.
Now that he's been to space, he said. He goes, I've always been told that when you go to space and you look back at Earth, that it will change your mindset. He goes, it really does.
Had to drop that in, didn't he? Yeah, I've been there.
We get it. You're really rich. We understand. But that's not the only story to come from the conference.
Yeah.
There's been an incident, and it's hit the headlines because it involves two very, very famous and high-end people.
Okay.
So Camilla Parker Bowles, wife of Charles, Prince Charles.
Yeah, righto, yep.
So future queen, can she be?
I don't think so.
Potential.
Yeah. Potential. They changed the system, yeah.
So she hasn't stopped talking about an incident that happened. So she was having a conversation with President Joe Biden.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm guessing discussing changing the world.
Yeah, or whatever they do off camera.
And then she said, while they're making small talk, the president, he broke wind.
Really?
So according to an informed source, it was a long and loud and impossible fart that Camilla couldn't ignore.
So, like, me and you were just having a chat and then you've just let rip. And not acknowledged it.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And she goes on.
Jeez, that's confidence, isn't it?
Like, he's a leader of the country, but you can excuse yourself.
Tell you what, he's rocking a neck chain.
Because before being there, though, you know, when you've been in a situation and you might let a little one go.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's a long one that's impossible to ignore, then you have to acknowledge it. Surely you say, Camilla... I'm so sorry.
It's also like what you do when you think no one's around.
You've
been waiting. You've gone on a first date, you know? You've gone home.
Yeah, you've been holding it in all night. See, I got caught out once.
Yeah, of course you did.
Which I...
of course.
I didn't realise. And still to this day, I don't recall doing it. But my former housemate, she, when I was living in the Goulburn Valley... She sent me a voice memo one morning because I used to work in breakfast radio and so I had a lot earlier hours.
Yeah.
And I get up in the morning, do my routine, whatever, and then head off. She sent me a voice memo going, excuse me, how dare you? I've gone, what do you mean? She goes, how dare you this morning try and break a record? And I've gone, what are you talking about? She goes, you let out the longest fart that it is competing with the year... Boy.
Yeah, boy.
No, I didn't. She goes, I kid you not, it lasted more than 20 seconds.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Do you know what? I'll do it again, though.
Still going.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Debbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
And welcoming into our history lesson today, Louis Zacca.
G'day, g'day.
Excited.
How are you with history?
Weird history, probably a bit better than the traditional history.
Well, that's what I
stick with. Fun facts and things like those.
Traditional history, me.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you can say, on this day is what happened on this day in history, isn't it, Herbs?
That's right. And so I've just reversed some songs here. You just have to tell me the artist behind it because all of them feature on this day.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny that.
Who would have thunk it?
There you go.
So going back to 1971 for the first one, this song was released today, but in 71.
Should just say, sorry, buzzing with your name.
Buzzing, thank you.
All right, here we go.
It's massive.
Josh, I'm just going to say, is it Sing for the Moment?
No.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. Is it?
You can play the unreverse.
3, 2, we're both out.
Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Is that the one you were thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was.
Just because you didn't know it, Josh.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling nice.
He's not happy. All right, so the next one, it's got a two artists involved in this one. So Sony got control of the publishing rights to many Beatles songs in 1995 because of another artist.
And so that's and this that's, artist.
Yeah, that's the one we want you to guess.
Louis.
Sammy, that was so quick.
Yes?
Black or white. Michael Jackson.
Correct. So Michael Jackson merged his ATV Music Publishing with Sony back in 1995, a deal estimated at $600 million. And so with that came a catalogue for the 1985 for Beatles songs.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Jeez, it's a great deal.
Wow.
It's crazy the rights surrounding music.
Yeah.
It's like all weird,
what Taylor
isn't it?
Swift's recently gone through.
And had to remaster them or redo them.
Yeah, it's silly.
But, I mean, then she's re-released and she's gone, thank you very much.
Who's got the rights to the Herbie and Josh podcast? Have you guys locked that in or is it
a lot of the
guy upstairs?
Not sure how hard the downloads are hitting. All right, last one. This group were big winners at the MTV Music Awards and they won Best Album of the Year.
Josh. It's Limp Bizkit.
It is Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Who would have thought 2001? Everyone loved him.
Jeez, they were huge though. That was a massive album.
It's funny that they go from this song to Behind Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Very different.
Good work. Louis, thanks for taking a trip back in history with us on this day. Bit filthy as a tie, but what can you do? Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
You and I, Josh, we're both big believers that Australia should be an opt-out country when it comes to getting your organs.
Yeah, 100%. I think so.
Because I just don't understand. Some people won't fill out the papers to do it when you know that when you leave this earth, your body can go on and help another person.
That's right. And that's the amazing thing about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a good way to keep going.
That's
someone else's life now.
Especially if you're a very nice person. It's probably something you think about when you're getting to your later years and you go, no, I would like to
help someone
else.
And obviously some people might have other reasons why they don't want to, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to, but I do agree with you that you should opt out.
Yeah, you should opt out. So for one guy, he was 98 and he's passed away. And his last dying wish was, I want my body to be given to the medical world to help, you know, future students or just help the industry to provide answers to some other health issues that people are struggling
with. That's right, because obviously doctors, like when they're studying, need something to practice on, don't they?
Exactly, exactly.
You wouldn't want it to be their first time.
And So for Elsie Saunders, she's now a widow and she'd filled out the papers and thought that his body was being sent off to a medical institute and they were going to, you know, do well with it.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. What's happened is not good.
Jeez.
So she's found out through a journalist who was undercover, may I add,
yeah,
that her partner, poor David of 98 years, his body was sent to a medical group, you could say, not official, but they fall under that terms, and they had his body where they dissected it and performed what you could say is an autopsy of sort,
yeah,
to a crowd who paid $500 for their individual ticket.
What?
They've profited off his body.
By doing a dissection party.
Exactly.
That's weird.
And obviously, if a journalist is undercover, you know things aren't A-OK there.
Well, it means it's happening all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, it's worrying. And so Elsie is obviously upset. She's gone, this isn't what he wanted. And so I want, you know, some kind of money, of just anything, you know?
Yeah.
Even a written apology, because it's horrible and it's unethical, which everyone who reads this would say yes.
Oh, it's disgraceful.
Agree.
Yeah.
But the bad part about this is, for me, what she's been offered.
What?
So...
you come to the next one.
Save the 500, you can come to the next. No, they've gone, don't worry, we will track down your husband's remains.
Yeah.
And we will get them cremated. You don't have to pay. So... it's free of charge.
Yeah, because you've just made money.
You've made how much money
off my house? How much is cremation?
Exactly.
They're probably doing it on the cheap anyway.
It's like a real life Squid Games.
It really is.
This is happening. Would you go?
I go? No, clearly not. And if I was going to go, I wouldn't say it, would I?
He's going.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Herbie. This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Mm-hmm. Nah means no.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, yeah means yes.
Sounds delightful.
Let's kick it off with this one. Highway art sculpture.
Yeah, nah.
Never been a fan.
They just...
what a waste of money. You drive past it, I see it for a second, and that costs, what, millions of dollars?
Yeah, I think it's 10% of the project's budget has to go on some form of art in Victoria.
Yeah, I understand art, but to put it next to a highway where no one's stopping?
Well, that hotel.
Yeah, the little hotel. What's going on there?
That's probably not the worst one.
There's
still
just so
that,
many.
The one as you get off the Western Ring Road, and it's the Wire House.
The Wire House, that's an odd one.
Change it up.
Do you recall there was one down heading, if you're going down to the Mornington Peninsula, there's a silver gnome?
No, not really.
Someone played a ripper prank on that gnome.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
So apparently Sydney is going to get one of an emu, but everyone's up in arms because it looks like a tumbleweed. It doesn't even look like an emu at all, and it's going to cost $7 million.
So is it missing the head or something? Has it just got the body?
I would have, if it said emu egg, and I would have been like, okay, maybe it's a stylish way that they're doing it. It looks so odd.
I'm so glad Sydney's got that.
For sure. A wine each night.
Yeah.
With your two bits of dark chocolate, the doctor says it's good for you.
Well, yeah, they're saying drinking wine or beer every day could help prevent cardiovascular disease.
Amen.
So obviously sticking to the one.
Moderation.
Yes, indeed. So they did a big research on people aged in their 70s. They discovered between 5 and 10 drinks a week reduced heart issues.
Isn't that great?
I guess because you're relaxing a bit, and because stress is the big thing that kills a lot of people.
I'm really into now that the weather, it was supposedly changing. Don't mind the rain that might be coming. But the rosés in summer. Just a glass.
I've got a nice one for you to share. Yeah. Last one.
We won't be sharing.
Posting pictures of your pet.
Yeah.
I'll say nah yeah, but there's a limit. Don't.
Oh, sure.
If I'm friends with Josh Jeans on Facebook, I want to be friends with you. Don't start putting all your dog pictures up so I forget that you're even a human,
yeah,
you know?
That's right.
There's a limit. I'm not friends with your dog.
Yeah, cool. That's a good point. I don't mind that at all. So there's this thing happening on Instagram. You actually showed me it, which is we're going to plant a tree for every pet photo that gets uploaded. And so there's 700,000 people have uploaded a photo of their
My whole
pet.
Feed. Is everyone uploading?
Yeah. But the thing is, no one knows who started it or like who's planting the tree.
Yeah.
And when does it end?
Because if you click on it, it doesn't give you a description.
No.
It just shows you how many people have.
But everyone's just jumping on board because they're like, oh, I'm doing a good thing.
What if this is an actual scam of some sort or a little plot to see? I don't know. I'm reading too much into it. Have you?
What are they going to do? Take over the world with these plants?
What if everyone who's put the pet photo up gets hacked? And everyone else who doesn't, they're safe.
It's a good point.
There you go. See,
it's like you can't just do things blindly, can you?
No. Am I behind this all? Maybe.
Yeah, you don't like the trees to get planted anyway. Do you? That's what it is. You hate trees being planted.
I like trees. I just haven't put a pet photo up yet.
Yeah, cool.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
So there's a new trend going around TikTok, which I just found to be a little odd.
Because there's a lot of trends going around on TikTok. So
that's
going down the dance trend vibe or?
No, we're going down the nostalgia vibe. And so this one's to do with something you carried through from your childhood.
Oh, okay.
And so what it is of people getting up and then they're filming themselves with their blankie from their childhood.
Yes.
The weird thing is that with their blankie, these are like tatters.
Yeah.
They haven't like looked after it, you know, like it's
not a blankie anymore.
No, but it's not just one person. Like it's just like a heap of people that are showing. Like it's just, you know, continuing.
Which I find odd.
Well, I just find that to be like one. Why have you still kept a string?
Like, are you using it as a shoelace now, or is it still your blankie?
And do you carry that with you still?
See, I don't have a blankie.
No, I don't.
But
I
know
do,
a lot of people do hold on to something that was given to them, blankie, teddy. And it's not odd because I know it's something nice and comforting, but at what stage do you throw it out if it's not its real piece anymore?
Well, what time do you stop sleeping with it? Like, I don't care if you've kept a memory from a childhood, that's fine. Like, if that's your first teddy or whatever and your mum's kept it for your
desk. Story.
It's interesting. It's beautiful. That's your first teddy and you can pass it on to your kid or whatever it is. But if you're still sleeping with it, I do not want to say it's odd, but.
So let's go back a fair few years now. You meet your beautiful partner, Kat.
Yep.
You go over to her house, you're having a sleepover, and you go, hang on, what's that? She goes, that's my blankie. Would you guys be a couple now?
Ooh. I think probably. Yeah.
But blankie wouldn't be there.
You'd slowly work your way out with it because, obviously it's not an issue.
Yeah.
If that's something that helps you get through or it might be a reason for it.
For having it.
But 5223295, how long have you had your blankie? I want to know, like, have you held on to it in good condition, though? Like, does it just eventually turn into, you know, thread?
Because I'm thinking of some of my girlfriends. I know that they've got their blankies, and one of them is in good condition. So that's 28 years she's had hers.
But is she still sleeping?
I think.
Or is it just something that they've carried?
I think she still does sleep with it when she's by herself.
All right.
I think it's a secret thing. I won't name it. But she's 28 and has a blankie.
5223295. How long have you had your blankie for? Everyone into the draw for a Cuddlebar Family Butcher, the best meat in town.
Or dob someone in. Years. Yeah. You dob someone in.
5, 10, 20, who knows? Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Asking though, how long have you had your blankie? You know, the childhood blanket that you've just had since obviously being a baby. Obviously someone's given it to you.
And you've just kept onto it. Because there's a new TikTok trend.
That's right. Everyone's showing their blankies, but they're not really a blankie anymore.
A
small part of it. 5223295. We'd love to hear from you.
We've had a fair few people message at our Facebook page at K-Rock. So Kyla still has hers 35 years later on. Mikkel's got 36-year-old Snoopy.
Right.
It's got a name. Like that.
Snoopy.
We do have Faye from Bannockburn. It's not you. You're dobbing in your ex?
Yeah, my ex-husband. Yeah.
How long? Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, you even named him.
This is great.
Also known as Nin Nin, so it's, yep.
Okay.
He'll know.
And so how long?
The blanket's name is Nin Nin?
No, that's his nickname. That's what everyone calls him because he's a bit of a baby, so.
Oh, geez, okay. And this is getting dark, isn't it?
So how long has he had his blankie for?
Since he was a little fella, he's now 56 years old. He always has one with the satin on the edges so he can fiddle with the satin between his fingers. And if it wears out, he will go and buy a new one, and it goes everywhere with him, in the car when he's driving.
Oh, wow.
If he goes away, he plays in a band. He takes it with him on his gigs.
So it's not the same blanket.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
He just replaces a blanket.
It just keeps replacing the blanket. He won't go anywhere without it.
Jeepers creepers. Did it get in the middle of you guys?
Well, we're now divorced, so...
I'm going to say that as a yes. We'll leave it there. Thank you for that one. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie, this is great. So in the fight against dementia, they reckon there's one job that might unlock a few answers.
Really?
To solving the big mystery about how to cure Alzheimer's. And that is the London cab driver.
No.
The Hackney cab drivers, yeah.
So the ones, they're the more fancy.
The ones that have to do
cabs.
A test.
Yes.
So they were saying that, so obviously with Alzheimer's, the hippocampus, which is the part in your brain which is for memory, shrinks. Whereas people that are taxi drivers, the black cab drivers, have an enlarged one.
Oh, is this because they're training their brain?
That's right, because they're training their brain. So even, you know how they say, no, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Well,
you can increase your brain activity by trying to learn new things and memorise things, which is pretty incredible.
That is crazy. I know my uncle, he does crosswords because both my grandparents suffered from Alzheimer's. So he does it every day. He's like, I'm going to do my crosswords to try and help my brain activity.
Great, isn't it? So they did this test like ages ago where... But they got 79 people that were going to try and do the cab driver's course, which can take like 4 years.
It's elite. They can remember every road. You go, can I go to this destination? Boom. They take you there.
That's right. Well, just on that, they've got 320 routes that they memorised, 25,000 streets and 20,000 landmarks within a 10-kilometre radius.
That is ridiculous.
So it's hoping between 2 and 4 years to do.
I can't fathom it.
It's incredible. And so they are paid well because of that, which is a good thing.
And so rightly I think so.
And so they usually own their own cabs as well, which is exciting. Found this out about the black cabs, though. And I'm thinking this might be why they can earn a bit more money than the rest of us. Legally, if you pay for, say your cab ride is £23.17.
Okay, yep.
For some reason, I don't know if you give them 30 quid, but you've hand over 30 quid.
Yep.
They don't have to give you change.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just an automatic tip.
That's it. See you later. Get out of the cab. That's why they're rich.
You'd be happy with that because you hate loose change. Even numbers.
Yeah, but I still need money. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.